unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the life, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Lincoln Highway, is based upon the complete poems of Carl Sandburg and was arranged for radio by Peter Lyon. It is presented as part of the national observance of Lincoln's birthday.
The 48 states, come sing out the wilderness, sing out the wilderness, sing out the wilderness. The 48 states, come sing out the wilderness, many long years ago, many long years ago, many long years ago.
I've seen the figures of heroes set up as memorials, testimonies of fact. Lincoln's memory is kept in a living arterial highway moving across state lines from coast to coast to the murmur, be good to each other, sisters. Don't fight, brothers.
The Lincoln Highway begins in the crowded East. It begins where Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Newark, and Jersey City are massed together.
In the evening, there is a sunset sonata comes to the cities. There is a march of little armies to the dwindling of drums. The skyscrapers throw their tall lengths of walls into black bastions on the red west. The skyscrapers fasten their perpendicular alphabets far across the changing silver triangles of stars and streets. And who made them? Who made the skyscrapers? Man made them. A little two-legged joker man. Out of his head, out of his dreaming, scheming sky piece. Out of proud little diagrams that danced softly in his head, man made the skyscrapers. With his two hands, with shovels, hammers, wheelbarrows, with engines, conveyors, signal whistles, with girders, molds, steel, concrete, climbing on scaffolds and false work with blueprints, riding the beams and dangling in midair to call, "Come on!" Man made the skyscrapers.
And in a back alley just off the Lincoln Highway.
Ah, nuts.
Ah, go pile your papers.
Jeez, you see the sky?
You can learn that, Mom.
Who was telling you we was brothers?
How come you getting this out of street?
Go home and tell your mother she wants you.
Chase a shadow around the corner.
You come to me with a lot of argument,
I'm bringing a beef for you, yeah. How come you get on this side of the street?
Go home, get your umbrella washed.
And get your face lifted.
This corner is mine. See, this corner is mine.
Come on, you think you're going to get this from me for nothing?
Nobody gets nothing for nothing.
Go on, monkey face. Tell your papers.
Remembrance for a great man is this. The newsies are pitching pennies, and on the copper disc is the man's face. Dead lover of boys, what do you ask for now?
The Lincoln Highway works west and south through New Jersey and into Philadelphia and out again westward.
Look back, and that was long ago. America was newborn. The Republic was a baby. A child fresh wiped behind the ears, blinking, tussling to knit the long new bone joints.
Lincoln Highway unrolls westward through Pennsylvania, through Lancaster and York, to Gettysburg.
Look back. There is an interlude. Men in covered wagons and buckskin with plows, rifles, six-shooters sweep west. The Havana cigar, the long pantaloons, the Mississippi steamboat, the talking wires, the iron horse. Yes. There was an interlude, and phantoms washed their white shirts over and over again in buckets of blood. And the saddest phantom of all stood up at Gettysburg and tried to tell right from wrong, and left the most of it unsaid in the air.
On west through Pennsylvania, the Lincoln Highway reaches.
I have been in Pennsylvania, in the Monongahela and the Hocking Valleys. In the blue Susquehanna on a Saturday morning, I saw the mounted constabulary go by. I saw boys playing marbles. Spring in the hills laughed. And in places along the Appalachian chain, I saw steel arms handling coal and iron. And I saw the white cauliflower faces of miners' wives waiting for the men to come home from the day's work.
My sweetheart's the mule in the mine. I derive her without any lines. On a buckboard I sit, I chew and I spit on my sweetheart, the mule in the mines.
By day, tireless smokestacks. Hungry, smoky shanties hanging to the slopes, crooning, "We get by, that's all." By night, all lit up. Fire gold bars, fire gold flues. And the shanties shaking in clumsy shadows. Almost the hills shaking. All crooning, "By God, we're going to find out. We know why."
West and into Pittsburgh goes the Lincoln Highway.
Smoke of a city's sunset skyline. Smoke of a country dusk horizon. They cross on the sky and count our years. A bar of steel, it's only smoke at the heart of it. Smoke and the blood of a man. Pittsburgh, Youngstown, Gary, they make their steel with men. Five men swim in a pot of red steel. Their bones are kneaded into the bread of steel. Their bones are knocked into coils and anvils in the sucking punches of key-fighting turbines. Look for them in the woven frames of a wireless station. So ghosts hide in steel like heavy-armed men in mirrors. One of them said,
"I like my job. Company's good to me. America is a wonderful country."
One?
"My bones ache. Company's a liar. This is a free country." Ha!
One?
"I got a girl, a peach. We save up and go on a farm and raise pigs. Be the boss ourselves."
And the others were roughneck singers a long ways from home.
"I've been a-working that Pittsburgh steel, I thought you knowed. I've been a-pouring that red-hot slag away down that road. I've been a-tamping, I've been a-firing, I've been a-pouring that red-hot iron. I've been having some hard-traveling, Lord."
Now lifting north and still west, across a sliver of West Virginia and into Ohio goes the Lincoln Highway.
First come the pioneers, lean, hungry, fierce, dirty. They wrangle and battle with the elements. They gamble on crops, chills, ague, rheumatism. They fight wars and put a nation on the map. They battle with blizzards, lice, wolves. They go on a fighting trail to break sod for a numbered millions to come.
Nancy Hanks dreams by the fire. Dreams and the logs sputter and the yellow tongues climb. Red lines lick their way and flicker. Oh, sputter logs. Oh, dream, Nancy. Time now for a beautiful child. Time now for a man to come.
Great-granddad, when the land was young, barred his door with a wagon tongue, for the times was hard and the Redskins mocked, and he said his prayers with a shotgun cock. He was a citizen, tough and grim. Danger was duck soup to him. He ate corn pone and bacon fat. Great-grandson would starve on that.
Straight west across Ohio and arcing north and west across Indiana goes the Lincoln Highway, through farm country and factory country.
Boxcars run by a mile long. And I wonder what they say to each other when they stop a mile long on the sidetrack. Maybe their chatter goes,
"I came from Fargo with a load of wheat up to the danger line."
"I come from Omaha with a load of shorthorns and they splintered my board."
"I came from Detroit heavy with a load of flivvers."
"I carried apples from the Hood River last year. And this year, bunches of bananas from Florida. Look for me with watermelons from Mississippi next year."
In the night of the dark stars, when the curve of the sky is a work gang handle, in the night on the mile-long side tracks, in the night where the hammers and shovels sleep in corners, the night watchmen stuff their pipes with dreams. And sometimes they doze and don't care for nothing. And sometimes they search their heads for meanings.
Stories. Stars. The stuff of it runs like this.
Long way we come, long way to go. Long rest and long deep sniffs for our lungs on the way.
I'm gone down the track with the tears in my eyes. Try to read a letter from my home. Train my ride, 16 coaches long, and I'm 900 miles from my home. Can't you hear that lonesome whistle blow?
The Lincoln Highway pushes west across Indiana, crossing another state line into Illinois, where the land and the people remember a tall man and recall his ways.
The mouth of this man is a gaunt, strong mouth. The head of this man is a gaunt, strong head. The jaws of this man are bone of the Rocky Mountains, the Appalachians. The eyes of this man are chlorine of two sobbing oceans. Foam, salt, green, wind, the changing unknown. The neck of this man is pith of buffalo prairie. Old longing and new beckoning of corn belt or cotton belt. Either a proud sequoia trunk of the wilderness or huddling lumber of a sawmill waiting to be a roof. The heart of him, the red drops of the people. The wish of him, the steady gray eagle crag-hunting flights of the people. The blood in his right wrist and the blood in his left wrist run with the right wrist wisdom of the many and the left wrist wisdom of the many. It is the many, he knows. The gaunt, strong hunger.
Westward out of Illinois goes the Lincoln Highway. Over the Mississippi River and on west into Iowa, the Lincoln Highway pushes.
I am the prairie, mother of men, waiting. They are mine, the threshing crews eating beefsteak, the farm boys driving steers to the railroad cattle pen. They are mine, the crowds of people at a 4th of July basket picnic, listening to a lawyer read the Declaration of Independence, watching the pinwheels and Roman candles at night. The young men and women, two by two, hunting the bypaths and kissing bridges. They are mine, the horses looking over a fence in the frost of late October, saying good morning to the horses hauling wagons of rutabaga to market. They are mine, the old zigzag rail fences, the new barbed wire.
Cedar Rapids, Marshalltown, Boone, and dipping south goes the Lincoln Highway, dipping into the Missouri Valley. To avoid the traffic at Omaha, take the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Bridge across the wide Missouri.
Red barns and red heifers spot the green grass circles around Omaha. The farmers haul tanks of cream and wagon loads of cheese. Shale hogbacks across the river at Council Bluffs. And shanties hang by an eyelash to the hill slants back around Omaha. A span of steel ties up the kin of Iowa and Nebraska across the yellow, big-hoofed Missouri River. Omaha the roughneck feeds armies, eats and swears from a dirty face. Omaha works to get the world a breakfast.
Through Nebraska, the Lincoln Highway follows the curving course of the Platte River past Columbus, Grand Isle, and Ogallala.
Band concert, Public Square, Nebraska City. Flowing and circling dresses, summer white dresses, faces flesh tints flung like sprays of cherry blossoms, and gigglers, God knows, gigglers, rivaling the pony whinnies of the livery stable blues, cowboy rags and levee rags, and boys driving sorrel horses hurl a cornfield laughter at the girls in dresses, summer white dresses, amid the cornet staccato and the tuba oompa, giggler, God knows, gigglers, daffy with life's razzle-dazzle. Slow goodnight melodies, and home sweet home. And the snare drummer bookkeeper in a hardware store nods hello to the daughter of a railroad conductor. Ah, giggler, God knows, a giggler. And the summer white dresses filter fanwise out of the public square.
the crushed strawberries of ice cream soda places, the night wind and cottonwoods and willows, the lattice shadows of doorsteps and porches. These no more are the story.
I'll give to you a paper of pins, 'cause that's the way my love begins. If you will marry me, 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 if you will marry me.
And now across another state line goes the Lincoln Highway, into the Wyoming of Cheyenne and Laramie and Medicine Bow.
The running water babbled to the deer, the cottontail, the gopher. You came in wagons, making streets and schools, kin of the axe and rifle, kin of the plow and horse, singing Yankee Doodle, old Dan Tucker, turkey in the straw. You in the coonskin cap at a log house door, hearing a lone wolf howl. You at a sod house door, reading the blizzards and chinooks let loose from Medicine Hat. I am dust of your dust, as I am brother and mother to the copper faces, the worker in flint and clay, the singing women and their sons a thousand years ago, marching single file the timber and the plain.
Through the Badlands goes the Lincoln Highway, and up and into the Rocky Mountains and on into Utah, and west it stretches past Salt Lake City and the desert.
Across Nevada and Utah, look for the march of the hungry mountains. They're cold and white. They're taking a rest. They washed their faces in awful fires. They lifted their heads for heavy snows. They're thinking over something. They're wondering, what next? They're thankful, thinking it over, waiting, sleeping, drying their faces from awful fires, lifting their heads into higher snow, white in the early morning wind. Come and listen to us at the Marching Hungry Mountains. You will hear nothing at all, and you will learn only a little. And yet listening, your ears may grow longer and softer. You may yet have long, clear listening ears. Come and listen, said the Mocking Hungry Mountains.
It's ho, boys, ho to California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento.
From Nevada, west, across one more state line, into California goes the Lincoln Highway. To the murmur...
Be good to each other, sisters. Don't fight, brothers. A few miles more and the living arterial highway will span the country from coast to coast. The Lincoln Highway, uniting these people geographically. Uniting them, too, in memories fresh as a field of spring flowers. Memories of a man and his ways.
He could work when he wanted to, but he was no hand to pitch in like killing snakes.
He worked for me, but he was always reading and thinking. He used to get mad at him for it. He said to me one day that his father taught him to work. They never taught him to love it.
He could outrun, outlift, out-wrestle, and throw down any man in Sangamon County.
Johnson boys was raised in the ashes, didn't know how to court a maid. Run away and hide their faces, side of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Side of a pretty girl makes them afraid, side of a pretty girl.
He would come out to our house and drink milk, eat mush, cornbread and butter, and bring the children candy and rock the cradle while I got him something to eat. I foxed his pants and made his shirts. He would tell stories, joke people, girls and boys at parties. He would nurse babies, do anything to accommodate anybody.
He told me he was so overcome by mental depression that he never dared carry a knife in his pocket.
Johnson boys went a-courtin', the Coon Creek girls so pretty and sweet. Couldn't make no conversation, they didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet.
He used to come to our house with his feet in a pair of loose slippers, wearing an old faded pair of trousers fastened with one suspender. Our rooms were low, and one day he said, Jim, you'll have to lift your loft a little higher. I can't straighten out under it very well.
He goes out when they take him, but he isn't much for society. I don't think he could be called bashful, never embarrassed that I see. And he seemed to enjoy the ladies' company, but he didn't go much, as some of the young men did.
Johnson boys went a-hunting, took two dogs and went astray. They come back broken the walking, had no money for to pay their way. Had no money for to pay.
Well, I often heard him say he could eat corn cakes as fast as two women could make them.
He could make a cat laugh.
I never saw so sad a face.
No one was afraid of him, but something about him made plain folks
feel toward him a good deal as a child feels toward his father.
Was he a poet, and did he write verses?
I have not willingly planted a thorn in any man's bosom. I shall do nothing through malice. What I deal with is too vast for malice.
Death was in the air. So was birth. What was dying, few could say. What was being born, none could know. He took the wheel in a lashing, roaring hurricane. And by what compass did he steer the course of the ship?
My policy is to have no policy,
he said in the early months, and 3 years later.
I have been controlled by events.
Did he look deep into a crazy pool and see the strife and wrangling with a clear eye, righting the military head of a storm-swept area?
If both factions, or neither, shall abuse you, you'll probably be about right. Beware of being assailed by one and praised by the other.
Did he gather the feel of the American dream and see its kindred over the earth?
I hold if the Almighty had ever made a set of men that could do all the eating and none of the work, he would have made them with mouths only, no hands. If he'd ever made another class that he had intended should do all the work and none of the eating, he would have made them without mouths and all hands.
And again?
The sheep and the wolf are not agreed upon a definition of the word liberty.
He was a dreamer. He saw ships at sea. He saw himself living and dead in dreams that came. Into his secretary's diary went an entry.
The president tonight had a dream. He was in a party of plain people. As it became known who he was, they began to comment on his appearance. One of them said, "He's a very common-looking man." The president replied, "The Lord prefers common-looking people. That is the reason he made so many of them."
The 48th state comes singing out the wilderness, singing out the wilderness, singing out the wilderness. The 48 states come singing out the wilderness many long years ago.
The people. Yes, the people. Everyone who got a letter today and those the mail carrier missed. Walkers reading signs and stopping to study windows, the signs and windows aimed straight at their eyes, their want. The shopping crowds, the newspaper circulation, the bystanders who witness parades, who meet the boat, the train, who throng in wave lines to a fire, an explosion, an accident. The people, yes. Their shoe soles wearing holes and stone steps. Their hands and gloves wearing soft niches and banisters of granite. Two worn foot tracks at the general delivery window. Driving their cars, stop and go, red light, green light, and the law of the traffic cop's fingers on their way. Loans and mortgages, margins to cover, payments on the car, the bungalow, the radio, the electric icebox, accumulated interest on loan for past payments, the rising point of where the money will come from. And always that relentless meal ticket saying, "Don't lose me. Hold your job. Glue your mind on that job, or when your last nickel is gone, you live on your folks." A sign for relief. And the terror of those unknowns is a circle of black ghosts holding men and women in toil and danger and sometimes shame beyond the dreams of their blossom days, the days before they set out on their own. These are heroes, then, among the plain people. Heroes, did you say? And why not? They give all they've got and ask no questions and take what comes and what more do you want? On the street, you can see them anytime. Some with jobs, some doing nothing. Here a down and out. There a game fighter who will die fighting.
The Lord prefers common looking people. That's the reason he makes so many of them.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Alan Nevins, famous author and professor of American history at Columbia University. Dr. Nevins.
These are critical days. Once more, the nation, its sons already dying in a far-off war, is girding itself to meet the possibility of a mightier conflict. We hear much of the tremendous material strength the country can mobilize, the overwhelming weight of industrial production it can use to crush Soviet aggression. That is important, but it is more important to take thought on Lincoln's birthday of our spiritual resources, of the task of mobilizing the moral strength of democracy, which Lincoln invoked at Gettysburg and which history has proved incomparably greater than that of any autocracy. Lincoln died as the Civil War ended. Since then, we have repeatedly had to mark his birthday while war raged. In 7 different years since 1865, if my count be correct, February 12th has been celebrated while cannon rumbled in the background. The nation's sons have always fought in a good cause. But this year, they are fighting under new circumstances, for a larger cause than ever. They are fighting not for the United States alone, but for the United Nations. Not for national security only, but for world freedom. In his famous Conkling letter, just after Gettysburg and Vicksburg, Lincoln expressed in one sentence the grandeur of the object for which the Civil War soldiers had died. Thanks to all for the great republic, for the principle it lives by and keeps alive, for man's vast future. Thanks to all. He looked down the coming ages to the spread of our ideals of equality, justice, and freedom. To those ideals the United Nations is now dedicated. In those ideals it finds a strength greater than in miles of airplane factories and cities of munition plants. To our boys, embattled alongside those of Britain, of France, of other nations in Korea, Lincoln's voice echoes down more fittingly than ever. Thanks to all for man's vast future. Thanks to all.
Thank you, Dr. Nevins. Our eternal light drama today, The Lincoln Highway, was arranged for radio by Peter Lyon. It was based upon the complete poems of Carl Sandburg, published by Harcourt Brace in New York. Tom Glaser was featured as the balladeer and Bill Adams as Lincoln. The orchestral music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brand speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.